Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello?
Mike?
Rob? Hello?
Mike?
Hi, guys.
Can you hear us okay?
Can I hear you okay? Yeah, absolutely. I can hear you wonderfully. How's it going?
Excellent. Well, you know what? You look great. You sound great.
Thanks, Rob. A lot of work's been going on down here in Florida. I've been, most of you might know, I wired the studio myself.
Now, Oscar spent a lot of hours wiring up here. Oscar, how many hours do you think you spent?
I would say a baker's dozen.
Can you imagine that, Mike?
Yes, I can.
How long do you think you spent on your studio?
I probably put a good 15 or 20 minutes in over the weekend.
Were there a lot of wires?
Were there a lot of wires?
Yes, Mike, were there a lot of wires in your studio when you wired it over the weekend?
Yes, Rob. I'm sorry, wait. I'm supposed to wait longer.
You're supposed to pause, yeah. That's the bit. Can I rephrase the question?
Can you rephrase the question?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Okay, where are you right now?
I'm in my studio in Fort Myers, Florida.
Well, the fidelity is great, but I think the most exciting thing is, based on the new technology, the skip delay is a thing of the past. Wouldn't you agree?
I sure would, Rob.
It's like you're in the room, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because, you know, in the past, we'd use something like Skype or even a telephone. But the advantages to this new technology and all these hours of work, they're really multifold. Mike, what is your favorite part of the new setup?
Oh, definitely the audio quality.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm a student of print journalism, and I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for... young people coming up into the field? Like, a lot of professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. I'd just like to know, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Is that probably the most important element?
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there? Anything else? Anything you could do?
Pressure under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Okay.
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay. I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just wondering... the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle, even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
That's what we do. We're pros. We're never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month, and where the hell does it go anyway? if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses.
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club?
Don't worry about the club. Worry about maybe Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry. Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up to hurricanes. I just thought I'd pass that along. Speaking of pass it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the mutual newsroom, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Washington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The mutual newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man Duke Zebert by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
TMOS Classic.
Hey, Henry, I'm going to record this phone call. I hope that's okay, all right?
Yeah, go ahead. This is recorded anyways.
Great. Hey, you know what? I've got a new thing I'm working on. Can I try something with you and see if it works? It's a mind-reading thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I'm seeing an image of my FHA loan coming to fruition, and you are going to save me a lot of money.
So you already got this call ready before then, right?
Oh, just a few every day, but you go ahead, honey. How'd I do with the mind reading, by the way?
You're very psychic, sir.
Okay, very good. I also see you are about 5'9" tall.
No, I'm 6'3".
6'3", okay, but without the heels?
Without the heels.
Never mind. And I see you, do you have dark hair?
I'm actually bald, sir.
But when you had hair, what color was it?
It was black.
Uh-huh. See, I was right. Now, I see the number 5 has something to do with your life. Is there a 5 that is important in your life?
A 5?
Yes, like five. your age or your birth. What is your birthday?
It's November 16th.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 30.
30, which is divisible by 5. See?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Huh?
And Henry, what is your national country of origin? Don't tell me. It is the United States of America.
That is correct.
Exactly. And how many states are there?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Take a guess. Hazard a guess. How many states are there? Henry? I was wondering, can you hazard a guess as to how many states there are in the United States of America?
51 or 52.
Right, and what's the first digit? Is a 5. So once again... I've done plenty of talking. Why don't you... May I call you Hank?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it done, Hank. Let's talk turkey.
Okay, well, basically, sir, I'm pretty sure you heard this a lot already before. The interest rate's at the lowest.
Well, you know what? You know what, Henry? You're way off your script because you can't start with, I'm sure you heard a lot about this already and like and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Let's get back to the script. Are we on page 1 still?
Well, if you are a psychic, so you should know that already.
Oh, son, nap. Let's start again. Go ahead, you begin. I'll let you talk. I won't interrupt.
Okay, well, basically...
Because the last thing I want to do is get in the way of your presentation. So if you talk, I'll shut up. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, well, Mr. Robert, I don't...
Anytime you're ready.
...did in this, so I'm going to just let you go.
No, I'm interested. I need... Hey, Pally, you know what I need? I feel the need for greed. I want to save some money, and I think you're the guy who can do it, Henry, because you're a mover and a shaker. What can you do for me?
My job here is to pre-screen you just to see if you're eligible for it.
Do you know who you are? You are the laughing banker. You bring a sense of joy to something that is very mundane, which is the telemarketing call, and yet you bring a certain joie de vivre. Do you know what that is?
No,
you don't. Have I passed the screening process based on charm alone?
No, not yet. I still have to ask.
All right, let's do the questions.
I'm sorry?
Let's do the questions. Is there any math involved?
In the last 12 months, sir, I'm sure you, in the last 12 months, have you been on time with all your mortgage payments?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, sometimes I pay them as much as 40 minutes early.
Okay, very good, sir. Well, I commend you on that. And are you currently working or have a reliable source of income?
Yeah, I'm married to a rich old broad.
Okay. So is that a reliable source of income? Are you working, sir?
Yeah, tell me, have you ever tried to be with a rich old broad in a physical way? That's work, pal. She's very tall and matronly, and she wears a lot of gowns and diamonds.
Okay, so she's rich, so she is working there, right?
Yeah, yeah, she's rich.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I think you do.
Okay.
She's 6'2", 280.
Oh, yeah, how tall are you, sir?
She's more concerned about my height when I'm laying down, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Totally understand.
I'm sure you do. How am I doing so far on the screening?
You're doing good, man.
Nice. Are you sure you're from America?
Yeah, I'm from Orange County.
Orange County? Beautiful. What other colors do you have?
I'm sorry?
Don't be. Continue with the screening.
And a ballpark figure here, sir.
You want a ballpark figure?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite ballpark figure is that Yankee Stadium seats about 62,000.
$308,000?
No. The amount that I'm kidding, of course. The amount of money that I owe, I actually have it written down here on an index card. The amount of money I have remaining on my mortgage is $640.
$640?
Yeah, I've only got 10 more payments.
Left on your mortgage. So how much do you pay if you have $640 left on your mortgage?
Okay, Einstein, listen. I'll let you figure this one out. What's 640 divided by 10?
Oh, okay.
My mortgage payment is $64.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay.
And the rich old broad pays it. She has a big feather pen, and she signs the check. And they're big checks, like on The Price is Right.
Okay, so I'm assuming your home is not a manufactured home, right? You live in a big house?
What, do you think I live in a cardboard box? No, I live in a mansion. You got a bad case of the sniffles. Are you feeling okay? Do you need to take a break to blow your nose?
I'm under the weather this week.
And you came into work, you're going to make everyone sick there. You're going to have a whole fleet of sick telemarketers. Who's going to call me and annoy me? You should go home and call under the blanket.
Yeah, I've been taking cough drops right now and medicine.
What kind of medicine?
Dayquil and Halls.
Well, I hope you're feeling better. Hey, you want to know something wild?
Yes, sir.
I never get sick.
Really? I never did, too. Until now.
Wow, is one of your symptoms bad grammar? Duh. So how exactly are you related to Ryan Lochte?
Who the hell is that?
Exactly. When do I get to speak to the next guy? Have I passed the thing yet?
Yes, you have. So I'm going to get you over there right now.
Awesome. Who am I going to talk to?
I'll introduce you to him right now.
Oh, it's a fella.
Okay. Yeah, it could be a she or a he, so give me 1 second.
Oh, wait, hold it. Is the person so odd-looking that you can't tell?
Hello, Robert?
Yes, please. Call me Robert. Hey, what about this other person I was going to talk to? I'm concerned. You said it's either a man or a woman. Are you not able to tell what gender this person is?
I'm concerned that you're not serious about this, sir. You've just been playing around the whole time.
Hey, pal, I'm as serious as a heart attack. Don't you ever question my seriousness.
Okay, so if you are serious, let me go ahead and get you over to them right now, then.
Okay, excellent. And is it a man or a woman? Okay.
It could be either one. I don't know.
Once again, this troubles me. I tell you what, the next time this person has to go to the bathroom, see which bathroom they go in.
Hold on. Okay, Mr. Spiewak, I'm getting over there right
please,
now.
Please, please, Henry, call me Mr. Spiewak.
Mr. Spiewak.
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that, sir.
That's
so
quite all right.
I'm getting over there right now. They should be answering any second.
This is truly a great day.
So I don't want to want to make you wait too long, sir, I'll just have them call you back.
Okay? No, 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 you can't because my phone's about to be cut off.
Oh, okay. So, well, hopefully your phone will be back on pretty soon. Okay, bye.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Do you like secrets, honey? Here's the secret, dear heart. I am just messing with you. My house has already been refinanced, and I'm just having fun at your expense. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to put me on the do not call list. I wish you all the best, and I also hope that you get out of your dead-end job as a telemarketer and get a reality show because you have every bit of the sparkling personality as the mother on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Hey, what's your favorite television program?
Storage Wars.
You look at Storage Wars, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like, what kind of food do you like? Do you like pizza?
No, I'm actually on a diet.
Are you a fat guy? You laugh like a skinny guy. Actually, you laugh like a stupid guy. What's your current height and weight?
Oh, I'm going to let you go right now.
No, 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 wait. No, no, it's my turn.
Bye-bye.
How tall are you? Not only is he fat, he's impatient.
You want a Mac?
Power 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Power 95 with Amaze. Hi, who is this?
Oh, I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes, many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize a voice. Okay, is this Marianne?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over. Power 95 with Amaze getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, new shoes, silk suit, black tie. My diamond ring is on, grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running as fast as they can because they're crazy about a sharp-dressed man. ZZ Top and High Class from Power 95. Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Base patrol lines open, 381-1420. Kalamazoo's power connection is Power 95 WKPR Kalamazoo. Maze at 5 p.m. with more of your favorites on the way from Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitesnake from Compact Disc. Plus your chance to win a weekend for two to Los Angeles in minutes. So keep in touch on your power connection. Power 95. Power 95, KPR, Tigers take on the White Sox this afternoon in Florida in baseball action, while the Pistons are in Dixie doing battle with San Antonio, and the NCAA regional semifinals get underway tonight in Pontiac. Here's Michael. Power 95, Maze on a roll at 5:37. I knew very early in life I was different when my parents told me I was born at night, carrying a microphone and wearing sunglasses, ready to party. Corey Hart off the power lines from KPR.
TMOS Classic.
Women's breasts,
what?
Do not need artificial support. Bras are expensive, overpriced, really, and a new university study from France proves the garment is not only unnecessary, but that it may do more harm than good.
This is unnecessary.
Yeah. I am going to let you come up to the O'Mara bedroom sometime this week. I'm sorry. The fairy has arrived at the O'Mara house.
Are you speaking of you or her?
Well, both of us. That's right. I have a wonderful new bra that I just... It's called the Louis Anderson.
The Louis.
Yeah. The industry that makes and sells bras has claimed the opposite for many years, convincing women that without a bra, breasts will begin to sag sooner in life than without one. Industry folklore also argued that wearing a bra could reduce back pain. Neither claim is true, according to this 15-year study.
This is nonsense.
In fact, this study, conducted by a sports science professor, shows that bras can actually make a woman's breast sag sooner in life than they would without one. Quoting him, medically, physiologically, and anatomically, breasts gain no benefit from being denied gravity. One of 130 women in the study reports that in her 2 years going braless, she breathes more easily, has better posture, and less back pain.
But if you eliminate the bra, how are the teenage boys going to improve their manual dexterity?
It is a snap and twist.
Yeah, I was always very bad at it.
I tore fabric on that.
In my zeal to reach the Titanic orbs.
Bras, of course, can enhance a woman's figure, but the science of it is they're not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Facebook, as we mentioned, is getting ugly. We had the numbers on that for you earlier. But another sad fact about social media today, a new media study shows that 44% of us now get our morning news from Facebook.
Boo.
Oh, that good story Boo. To bring with him.
I'm so sorry.
You're not sorry a bit. You edit your news every morning.
In fact, this study is not saying they exclusively get their morning news from Facebook, but people are saying, yeah, that's one of my sources in the morning is Facebook. That's how I find out what's going on.
Well, I know that all 5,000 of my Facebook friends are all credible journalists. So I rely on everything I see.
And that's why it's so scary. Right. Nearly a third of us are getting our morning news from Twitter. A little over half say we get it through email notifications from news sources.
What do you think of that, TV boy?
I think that's not a good thing for me. Because more and more people should be getting their news from Fox 5 Morning News.
That's right. But you're rethinking that Facebook thing now, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to give up some things even when they're not in the budget, and so it goes for Saturday mail delivery. The U.S. Postal Service has a recent vote by Congress makes it impossible to drop the $2 billion a year habit. Mm-hmm. The North Korean government seems to have toned down its rhetoric a bit, but it's still expected to test a missile or several to prove that it has the medium-range capability to hit South Korea, Japan, and U.S. bases in the region. North Korea seems to be saying it won't be ignored by a world that has otherwise cut it out of the economic loop. But all that tough talk from North Korea has brought us to a dangerous point, according to our Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Former Vice President Dick Cheney puts it a different way. You've probably been thinking to yourself over these last few days.
Vice President who?
Dick Cheney. And I know you've been wondering, I wonder what he thinks of all this. Well, here's your answer. Speaking to a group of Republicans yesterday, Cheney said that Kim Jong-un reminds him of Saddam Hussein. Mm. And because of that, quoting Cheney, this is a quote from the former vice president, "We're in deep doo-doo," end quote.
And then he got up and went to his car.
Oh, no.
In his cowboy hat.
Cheney.
Yeah, I hear he was wearing a cowboy hat.
He wore a cowboy hat into and out of that meeting.
I urge you
not
to
kidding.
It covers the electrodes.
He's a profane man. I'm surprised he said doo-doo.
Well, he was, I guess.
The World According to Dick Cheney is a great documentary that's all over. I think it's HBO now. It's fun to watch. Yep.
Yeah, it is. The Senate is expected to vote today on those broader background checks for gun buyers. And although the measure has a fair chance of passing, don't expect it for another month, as the debate and delays from NRA-backed Republicans continue. And after all of that, the bill faces an even tougher chance in the Republican-controlled House. But one Republican senator with an A rating from the NRA has broken ranks to tell his colleagues there's nothing unconstitutional about background checks. Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania says, and I quote, "I don't consider background checks to be gun control." The NRA, meanwhile, is taking Maryland's new gun law to court, challenging its constitutionality. Among other things, the Maryland law bans the sale of 45 types of military-style semi-assault rifles, semi-automatic rifles, that is, including the best-selling AR-15.
Can the NRA change his grade now that he's changed his outlook?
Oh, they can and they will. Okay. Sure. So, yeah.
Do they grade on a curve?
Yeah.
No, it's very strict.
It's just they're doing that. They're making they're flexing their muscle. They're at that stage of the argument now where they pull that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we trust to fix the economy? A new Gallup poll says 57% think President Obama has the best approach. Only 39% support the Republican view. This as the president presents his budget proposal to Congress. His plan includes higher taxes on the rich, universal preschool, more money for education, more money for veterans, parks, energy, embassy security, gun violence, and homeland security and housing. The president's plan cuts funding for NASA, the EPA, and the military.
I trust Donald Trump because he's building the world's best hotel right here in D.C.
Oh, is he really?
And he said, D.C.'s hot.
Yeah, is it good?
D.C.'s hot and good and hot.
Where are you putting the hotel, Donald?
D.C.
Is it going to be great?
It's going to be hot.
Why?
Because it's good.
Okay.
A couple of University of Colorado students are now facing felony charges for allegedly selling Adderall pills at $5 a piece.
Mark Ronick.
Adderall is used to... No, here's a 10.
That's right. Tell me about it. Thank you,
Bob. Adderall is used to treat attention deficits in children, but students have been finding it to be an excellent booster for their concentration as they study for tests. Quoting a campus security official, it's important for students to know these are felonies. And finally... It's not even the 1st of May, but the outdoor humping has already begun.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
On Easter Sunday, in an Atlanta suburb, a couple in their 20s, on their way home from church, pulled into a Kroger parking lot, smoked some weed, and started getting it on. Must have been some sermon. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.